Welcome to Uncomplicating Business for Teachers, Helpers, and Givers. I'm Sarah Torpy, and I'm a business coach who found my way to business ownership after teaching in public schools, coaching teachers, and coaching in the corporate world. This podcast is all about making business ownership and success way less complicated for the teachers, helpers, and givers like you. If you're finding that the way the business folks teach things like networking, marketing, and selling aren't actually working for you and really feel kind of icky, and you know that there's just got to be another way, I'm here to tell you that there is, and that's what this podcast is all about. If you want to reach out, you can find me in all of the usual places. Check the description for more information. And while you're here, hit subscribe to keep updated on each new episode as it's released. Hello, hello, hello. So on this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk for a second about journaling. Here's the thing. You might be like me. I consider myself to be a reluctant journaler. I was never the kid that wanted to sit down in my diary and write out all my deep, dark feelings. And I surely don't have time for that as an adult. And so as much as I have heard out in the world and in the business world, it's like, use your journal, use your tools. This is how you like process things and all that. The math teacher in me is generally like, cool, bullshit. And doesn't always have time for journaling. But in the last couple of months, what I have realized, and really in the fall sometime, is that journaling makes me money. This might sound bonkers, but it does. And so today we're going to talk about the connection between journaling and success. Using your journal to make money. Like when I think to myself, like, okay, I make more money when I journal, then like I actually tend to journal. I make time for it because I know it is supporting my business growth. And for me, I think I needed that push. Like I get to help more people. I get to make more money. I get to have more impact. If I use my journal like 7 minutes every day, oh, well, then I'm going to make time for that. Because without me being connected to that really clearly, it was really easy to be like, yeah, I don't have time for that today. Like, no, I don't have those 7 minutes. No, I don't want to do that today. And I find even still, and I know this about myself today, like I avoid my journal when there are things I don't want to think about. But that doesn't serve me and it doesn't serve you. So let's talk. I think there are three reasons this works. And that's what I'm going to share with you here today. There are three things that opening up your journal and writing in it can do for you as a business owner that lead to success. The first one is noticing. This sounds simple, but it is the most important thing. Journaling, writing even like 10 seconds in your journal and thinking like, okay, what am I thinking right now? What am I worried about? What, you know, what thought often it is like, what thought am I being like oppressed by? Like what is trying to cover me like a wet blanket? Right. The act of writing that down and being like, oh, I see it. I noticed that thought and thinking like, well, but is it really true? Is everything. That's the thing, like noticing that you're having thoughts that may or may not be true, that may or may not be helpful to your business. Like on Monday this week, I thought, I've just finished selling my Selling by Giving class. It started, everything is going swimmingly. I'm thrilled. All the tools are working. Everybody's finding good in it. Like I'm thrilled to bits about it. And my coaching practice is pretty close to full. And Monday I sat down at my desk and I was like, I don't have anything to sell. And that thought was not helping me. And I noticed it. I wrote it down and I was like, wait, wait, wait. Okay, hold on. Is this really true? No. But without my journal, without forcing myself to notice, I would have walked around with that thought for, you know, longer, probably far longer. And this is part of the trick. This is how we get in our own way. And for me, journaling is a tool to, you know, I'm still going to go get in my own way. But what I'm not going to do is hang out there. Right. So like if I'm journaling every day for 10 minutes, I am not in my way. I notice what's going on. And that lasts a couple hours. And then maybe I only spend 6 hours in my own way instead of 20 right? So it is going to decrease the amount of time between like veers off the path. And that's important because if you're just wandering around out there, carrying around thoughts that are covering you like a wet blanket without noticing them, you're not getting very far. Those are getting in your way of doing what you need to do, creating the thing you're meant to create, of helping the people you're meant to help, of having the impact you're meant to have. And like, none of us want that. None of us want that for each other. I don't want that for you. I don't want it for me. That's not cool. So the first thing we get out of journaling is noticing. The second thing I get out of journaling that I find really important is remembering. This also sounds really simple. Like, what do you have to remember? Well, you know, here's the thing. I have to remember, and you have to remember, who the heck I actually am. Like, that I am not some, as a client told me this week, somebody who fell off the vegetable cart this week. Like, this is not my first day in business. It is not my first day teaching anyone anything. It is not my first day on the planet. I'm not a newborn. I'm not new at any of this. And it's like, oh, wait, hold on. Even though sometimes things feel new, not new at this. You're not new at this. None of us are new at this. And that's not mean. It's like, oh, wait, I have expertise. Oh, wait, people need what I have. Oh, wait, the thing I do helps people. Oh, wait, I already have had an impact, right? It is about remembering the good that's happening, that you have an impact on people, that you have value, that you have expertise, that you make a difference. And that matters. So if my journal can help me to notice the wonky things wandering around in my brain, like over-sugared children wreaking destruction, that's a good step. But if it also helps me to remember that, like, I'm the boss here, I know what I'm doing, that's even better. Because it's one thing to notice the wonky thoughts that are standing in the way, and it's another to be like, you know what? And I know what I'm doing. So it is twofold. Those two go together, right? If we notice on Monday, I noticed this, like, I don't have anything to sell thought. And then it was like, wait. Do I know what I'm doing? Yes. Do I always have something useful to give people? Yes. Does me showing up and giving something useful to people lead to sales? Of course. Okay. And then it was like, all right, calm down, Sarah, calm down. Let's pull it back together, right? That's the second reason. And the third reason, this is, you know, equally important. I feel like this is a third, is because journaling is about becoming. In my journal, I write about who I am stepping into, not who I am today. I write down the thoughts she thinks. I write down the things she's trying to be. It gives me room to be like, oh, you know what? I am that. I'm becoming that. I'm becoming somebody who does that, right? One of the things I write all the time right now is money comes to me easily. And that is increasingly true. But I focus on becoming that. So it gives us a place to think about who we're becoming next and not like perseverate on it. Like, we're not going to sit here and be like, you know, writing out, I don't have time to write out like every day who she is and what she wears and what she eats and how she acts and where she sleeps and where she vacations. I don't have time. That's not a bad thing to do periodically, to sort of check in and be like, oh, wait. But it is also just an act of like, oh, I'm stepping into an evolving version of myself. I am growing. If I'm a plant, I am growing a millimeter every day. So I am stepping into this new person. Who is that? And what do I know about her? Right? What is easy for her? What is simple? I told a client this week, I refer to this version of me that I am becoming as been there, done that, Sarah. And sometimes I ask her for advice. And I'll be like, okay, well, what has been there, done that, Sarah, think of this? And I'm going to tell you, been there, done that, Sarah, with my thing on Monday was like, oh, good Lord. She did not have time for this. She was like, honey, you're fine. There's nothing wrong. Everything is going to plan. keep going. And that's the thing. Thinking about who I am becoming and what I'm growing into is important because it takes the drama away. It's like, oh, wait, I'm learning to do this. I always think I'm learning to sell this thing. I'm learning to become the person who. You get to do that in your journal. So these are the reasons. This is why journaling makes you money. So here's the thing. You know, whatever process you want to use for this is right. If you want to spend 5 minutes a day, spend it. If you want to spend 50 minutes a day and you have it, spend it. But notice that none of these three things are about focusing on what you used to do, right? Unless it's like, and this gives me expertise now. None of this is about writing down all the things you haven't done. None of this is about cataloging your failures. It's not what it is. It's not what your journal is for. It is not a tool to beat yourself with. It is not about hitting yourself in the face with it and being mean. It is about noticing, remembering, and becoming. So here's the other thing I will tell you. I recently did a whole workshop on this in my Facebook group. My Facebook group is the same name as this podcast. It's called Uncomplicating Business for Teachers, Helpers, and Givers. In that live, which is pinned to the top of my group, I went through exactly what I do in my journal. And the process I use, which it takes like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes a day, maybe, maybe, probably not most days, because I have goldfish brain. And even today, as I was writing in my journal, as I was getting ready to do this, like I would have a thought and put down my pen and be like, Sarah, come on. It's like 5 minutes. And then I would refocus. So I can't do a 20-minute thing here. I just can't. But if you want to know exactly how I do it, you are welcome to come into my Facebook group, go find that training or that workshop. And if you can't find it, send me a message, let me know and try it. But there's a million ways to do this. What matters is that you do it. Give yourself 5 minutes a day. Make the notebook tiny. My notebooks are small for a reason, so that when I get to the end of the page, I can be done. But focus on noticing what's wonky. Not a lot, not all the wonky, one at a time, right? Let's take one thing at a time. Remembering who you are, because you matter and you have an impact and you're doing good things and you have value and you are capable of moving mountains. Truly, you are. I know this from here. And becoming, stepping into that person who moved the mountain, dusts off her hands and is like, what's next? So if you have questions, ask. If you need stuff from me, ask. If you want to see the rest of the workshop, it's in the Facebook group. Come on in and play with us. And from here, if you are able at some point to rate or review this podcast, or if you're going to subscribe, please, we would love to have you do that. And if you would rather watch them in video, they're on YouTube too. Go check out my YouTube channel. It's all the same name. So we keep things simple. All right. Happy rest of your week. I'll see y'all next week.